I'm sitting in the Park Lane Hotel on Central Park South in New York City with a star of a new Italian release in America, Down the Ancient Stairs. And the star of the movie is an Italian actor, but one who is not foreign to Americans, I dare say not foreign to people all over the world, because his name is Marcello Mastroianni. First, Marcello, welcome.
Thank you.
Reading your biography, I was surprised to learn that you were not always, in your own mind or in your aspirations and your hopes, an actor. And of course, to me, you've been the epitome of a glamorous movie star, so I thought there was never a time you didn't want to be a movie star. But there was a time, yeah. Wasn't there? Would you?
I tell you, it was a little accidental, my career as an actor. In the same time, like all young people, I was always dreaming at the idea to be an actor. But really, I start as a student in Rome. I start for to be an architect, and at the same time, I used to work in the municipality of Rome, the section about the street, about water, about bridge.
Ordinary, non-glamorous things like
no,
that.
No, absolutely. But very exciting at the same time. Drawing, it's exciting, it's beautiful. And in this university, we had a little group of theater people, students. Amateur. And so at this time we had not so many possibility to amuse ourselves, no money, it's not like today.
So no television?
No, nothing. Practically no cars, no nightclubs. This was immediately after the war. And so it was amusing at night, after work, to have this activity, to act, to dream, mm-hmm. if you want. And like old conventional story, Hollywood story, somebody saw me in a play and he called me and he proposed me to be professional. And I said, well, okay, I go on with the university. In the same time, I had some money in a way much more exciting. And so I started as an actor, professional actor. I was lucky actor because I started with the most big company we had this moment in Italy. And the director was Luchino Visconti.
Oh, yes.
And with an American play by Tennessee Williams, with a streetcar named Desire.
Did you play the Marlon Brando?
Yes, the comrade. Well, it was not appear the film, Steve. Yeah. Fortunately.
Yeah.
Anyway, perhaps just because I had not really a school as an actor, I was so amateur, I was rough. This worked well for this character.
Yes, for Stanley Kowalski. Huh?
Exactly. And so I had acquired success, was a surprise for people, theater people, because they asked themselves from where he came, this actor. He made not the school, dramatic school, from where? And so anyway, my career in theater was very fast and very successful.
See, most Americans, I would guess, don't even know that you were involved in the theater at all.
I think of you only
from films.
I know, no. For 10 years, I stayed with this company. We made every kind of theater, Chekhov, Shakespeare, Miller.
Arthur Miller,
Adele of Sarisma.
Yeah.
I made both roles of the brothers.
Both brothers?
Yes,
and
Beef.
Never, you were too young to play the father, the
today
Willie Roman.
Would be no bad. I don't know if it's encore, if it's still exciting, this play, but perhaps today.
Well, I'll have to tell some American directors that you're interested in playing that. George C. Scott just played that in New York, you know, and he was very good at it. But the next time I hear of anybody who's looking for a Willie Loman, I'll tell him that Marcello Mastroianni is ready.
With an Italian pronunciation.
Yes, of course. So well, that can be worked into it.
Yes. And then, in the same time, cinema people, the director, they begin to call me for a little role. In cinema, I had the opposite career. In theater, very fast. And in cinema opposite, I start, for many years, I made a little, very little role, 5-10 days, until La Dolce Vita. La Dolce Vita is the thing that gave
made
me the possibility.
Made you an international star.
It really did. Choose other kind of films, much more involved in problems, more much fine. Sometimes I asked myself if I would be better as an architect or as an actor. For example, when I came first time in New York, it was exciting, just for architectural reasons.
Oh, sure.
Because I say, finally, in a modern city, a modern town, a modern expression of people, of ourselves, of the world.
Of course, New York's,
very excited, yes.
New York's problem has always been that we don't regard buildings as suitable for staying up very long. That is, you build them and after a few years you tear them down and build newer ones.
Well, because you are always running. This is very interesting. Right. These people doesn't stop to walk.
Does New York seem a little fast for you? Because Rome is not known exactly as
quiet
a city.
Psychologically, you are always running. That's very interesting. It's exciting.
I am Leonard Harris, and I'm talking with the man who was talking about running. And the man is the extremely well-known international star who has run very well himself in films, Marcello Mastroianni. Marcello, let's talk now for a while about Down the Ancient Stairs. Would you briefly tell a little of who you are, the doctor, what's wrong with you, you know?
Yes, I'm a doctor in a hospital for mad people.
What we would call an insane asylum. That's not a very polite term for it.
No, I understand.
A mental hospital.
I'm very sorry. I don't know the exactly term in English language. Anyway, he take care of these people. He is fascinated by this sickness. He's fascinated, he's frightened at the same time because he feel, he's sure, quite sure, that is like these people, because his parents, he have a sister too sick in this hospital. And he want to discover something through blood. He is sure that this kind of madness, of sickness, came from something, virus.
Something chemical in the blood or some sort of, microorganism. So to convince himself that he doesn't have it.
Exactly. This is, in a few words, the character of the film. Evidently, we see the life in this hospital, in this house. We see what is the atmosphere, very sensual, and this is true. We know, especially for women, we know that the expression of this madness are always very close to sensual, erotical problems.
Erotic, yeah.
And this man is involved too. For this reason, he have three mistresses that are the wife of the other.
All three of them, two of them wives, and the third is a single nurse.
And probably he have also, if we can call love's affair, anyway, contact with some of these patients.
Yeah.
We don't see in the film. I hope we feel. We didn't like to show. Because it's very easy today, we make films about erotical, no problem, just to show erotical things, and so we prefer be much more discreet. And
to suggest it without showing
it, And I'm sure that this doctor, he is involved because the atmosphere is so sensual in this hospital, but in the same time because he need to feel the warmth of a body and the soul of this. Women. It's like a child. When there is a stormy weather, for example, at night, he's frightened, like a child.
Yeah.
And he need to be reconforted by these women. He need absolutely these kind of relationships.
He's also a little bit like a child in that he wants to have, and this is one thing that interests me, his own world.
Exactly.
That he has not left the asylum, the hospital, in how many years? 8 years?
8 years. Never. He goes out. He went out.
Which is
because there he feel much more quiet. Until the moment that somebody show him that his experience about blood about is a big mistake. And he understand now that is really, really is sick. And he goes out because he's frightened. He want to live like sane people. And he believe that outside he will find this kind of world. But the film is put in a moment, when
Mussolini is taking over in Italy.
Exactly. And so when he leaves the hospital, he go straight away in another kind of world that is much more crazy.
That's
sorry
right.
for this.
And more dangerously crazy
than the
hospital is. I was interested in two things. One is the presence of Françoise Fabien, whom I have admired from the Eric Rohmer movies.
Yes.
The other is the idea that this scientist is looking for some sort of chemical source of madness.
Yes.
But actually, scientists today are looking for that. Of course, in the movie, he's wrong. What he thinks he sees on a slide under a microscope is proven to be incorrect. And that upsets him a lot, doesn't it? The fact that he cannot identify under the microscope what makes people crazy, right? Yeah. But actually, scientists today are looking for just that sort of thing,
This means that I hope that film become more interesting. So it's not invented, all this, because the film is adapted by a book wrote by somebody that was still be director in Italy of an hospital.
Of a hospital? Right? Oh, really?
Yes.
Where did you make the movie? It was made in a hospital, obviously.
Yes, in Florence.
A frightening looking place.
Yes, in the film, yes. It's full of people sick.
Now, were they all actors or were some of them real patients?
No, there are real patients, absolutely.
We could see
some of those.
So I wonder, how did they get the permission?
Because
of
today,
because
today the idea how to take care of these people, it's completely changed. Now they leave these patient.
They let them go out
free,
of the hospital.
Free. You understand what I mean? Not like before. They was before like animals in a cage.
Cages,
I remember very well. I had a brother of my father when I was a young boy, and I used to go each Sunday to make visit to bring some food, some things, some little money. And they was in the cage, like animals. Now, the modern view of this problem suggests that it's better to leave these people. Yeah. Now, then we have something, medicine, much more.
They use what we call chemotherapy, which is instead of psychoanalysis, to a great extent, they're going into drugs.
And so they can leave these people.
Yeah.
I know that they have also relationship. They have loves between them.
They do.
Jealousy,
yeah.
Yes, they must be careful there. They give the peace to the women.
In spite of the problems that the psychiatrist in this movie has, there's one thing that's unquestioned about him is he is very attractive to women, because there are three extremely attractive women in this hospital who are his mistresses. I found it a little difficult to believe that they would three be willing to share him in that way.
But there is a scene where the wife of the director of the hospital say to François Fabien, the new doctor, that
who is woman number four, except she's not woman, and she will not be woman
number
four. Yeah.
She said, it's a strange world where we live here, and madness, it's something strange, fascinating, and we are all perhaps a little. I mean, in this little world, everything is involved, and everything perhaps have a kind of...
something in the mind.
Yes. Because almost all of these people, they don't go out. There is just one lady, you saw that perhaps each week outside.
Yeah, I found that very surprising. Does that in any way conform to what really happens in a hospital of this sort? Or is that only in this story?
No, wait.
I found it very strange.
At this time, it's not today, it's 1920. Yeah. I believe that there was not fantasy about the writer, because this writer, he wrote many books about these people, because he was director,
he was director. So I guess we can accept that there
is... So he write a story that he knew about these people. And this book, Down the Ancient Stairs, it's really a kind of a documentary.
I see, yeah.
The book, about characters that have other name, evidently. But the writers say these people existed, really.
Yeah.
I don't invent it. A doctor writer tried to show what happens in a kind of hospital like this. Almost 20 years ago, Fellini, for a moment, he would like to make another book of this.
To have adapted another
about
book,
women. The title was The Free Women of Maiano. He changed the name. It's Maggiano, really. Village where is this hospital. And Fellini, for the moment, he had this project in his hand. I don't know why then he didn't make the film. No, to tell you that there is not invention, it's not the result of something fantastic invented. Probably there is something invented.
Yeah, oh, sure. Yeah, but you think, as far as the details are concerned, that they are authentic. One theme of the movie, obviously, is it's hard to tell, to know who the crazy people are and who they aren't, even within the hospital, because certainly the wife of the director is extremely a disturbed woman, wouldn't you say that? Psychiatrist is extremely disturbed, and it's a little uncomfortable in terms of most of us like to be sure that we belong outside those hospitals, you see, and there's no mistake. Just, I mean, really, the doctor's view. The doctor wanting to be sure that he did not belong in that hospital is like most of us. We want to be sure that we are, without question, not mentally disturbed and not insane.
Absolutely
but
true.
The point that I wanted to ask you about was that Marcello Mastroianni, the ladies' man, you have become sort of an international sex symbol, if I may use that word. Does that delight you, amuse you, annoy you?
It sometimes amuses me, but no, not delight me, because it's not the truth.
It's always not the truth.
to support this kind of definition about yourself that this doesn't correspond to what you are really. I like women enormously. I can say women for me still to be the most important things in my life, in world. There is nothing better, more exciting. Everything is so close to the idea to love somebody and to exalt a woman. My work, also my political ideals, everything is in function of her.
The idea of romantic love, you mean, is important to you?
It's absolutely important. Without the idea to have a woman or to dream a woman if you haven't her at this moment, it's a kind of an engine
keeps you going. Huh?
Otherwise, for myself, why?
The man who is talking about women is Marcello Mastroianni. I'm Leonard Harris, who's listening to Marcello Mastroianni talk about women. And there was a time when you were a young actor and you had not become known as a romantic hero and a desired man, what I call a sex symbol, in movies. Can you look back and say that you can see that women now look at you differently than the way they did when you were not supposed to be famous? And you know,
I think that they look at me much better when I was not an actor.
You do think that?
Oh yes, because an actor is something a little false in the same time. It represents an ideal for people, for women, for men too, because
I like
the actors.
It's something very glamorous.
Like actresses. Yeah. But there is always something less human. You become like the monster sacré.
A sacred monster. Many people do not regard it as real.
Yeah.
The actor is something apart from them, and they don't really look at an actress as...
Yes, they believe that you live in another way, completely. If you eat beans, they are surprised.
That's right.
I like beans. I eat beans. So, it's a little uncomfortable sometimes, because you would like to be considered like a normal man that make this profession, that's all.
Mm-hmm.
There are other advantages, evidently, but you ask me, if it's better today, if the women look at me today in a way different. Yes, there are much more that look at me. But sometimes also for to tell, he's not so young as...
they don't say. Do they say that?
You're wrong. Yeah, they say that. They wanted to hear this. He's not so handsome. But that's uncomfortable. Why you want to be so aggressive with me? Sure, I have lines.
Yeah.
Sure, I'm not so incredible. In your imagination, You believe that I was different. If you see me walk on the street in Rome, I am like the other man, perhaps worse. Yes.
So you don't find that because of your reputation, everything is...
No.
There's a red carpet out for you with the women of the world, where you just go where you want to go.
People forget always about an actor that is much more interesting, because he became rich through the characters that cinema give him. I mean, I am gray. If I make this professor, about we took it, I put some colors on my gray.
The colors of the character.
Yeah. So when you see me on the screen, you feel that I am a gentleman, very interesting. But then out the screen, I began to be again this man in gray.
You're gray again. Well,
there are actors, fantastic, full of colors. There are. I'm not.
You don't really think that about yourself, do you?
Yes.
That you're gray? I must say that I'm a little surprised, but I have encountered so many actors who feel the same way. I once had to interview Dustin Hoffman, and Dustin Hoffman was very much afraid of being interviewed. And I said, why are you afraid? You've been in front of a camera so often. And he said, but there I always have the character.
Sure.
Here I have to be myself.
Listen, I think it's very simple. Why we are actors? Why?
Well,
because we need to be helped by other characters for to become more rich. Because I think we are a little
When you say
empty.
Rich, you don't mean in money, you mean in the richness of your character.
Yeah, sure. A gentleman, that the successful man in business, scientist, as you want, he doesn't need
He's
to be
happy
actor.
With himself, you mean.
Exactly.
Well, you know, many of us play roles, I mean, without being actors. That is, with certain people, you feel you are one kind of person.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
If you feel dominant, with certain women, a man feels very masterful. With others, he feels inadequate, not good enough. And it's really doing the same thing. So what you're saying is that actors are a kind of extreme case of somebody who really must find another character.
Yes.
Because he's so unsatisfied with his own.
I think so.
Are you so unsatisfied with your own? Do you look back now and say that's why you became an actor?
For this reason, I told you before, my first love, architecture, because I think perhaps if I was an architect, perhaps I would be different. But the reason if I am not an architect means that I was not ready, because I needed to be something else, or many others, man in one that I am.
Well, let's go back then and say maybe at the time you became an actor, you felt that need to play the role, to play somebody else.
Yes.
But now, after all, you've had a very successful career. One develops as a person, one becomes mature. Are you now more happy with the Marcello Mastroianni character?
No.
When he's himself outside?
We have a kind of avidity. I try to make a translation.
Eagerness. Is that?
Something like children that they ask always for something different.
You want more?
You give them a little car, a bicycle, they ask you always something.
They want more.
Greediness. Yeah.
You want more. Well, what do you want now? I mean, professionally, personally, what more do you want?
I want other films, and always better if it's possible. I'm not tired at all about my career. I worked for films, exceptional. And about myself, if I love so much this fantastic creature that it's woman, I wait.
You're waiting for the perfect woman, are you?
Yes, why not? Doesn't exist.
Well,
no, perhaps she exists if I would be perfect.
Yes, well.
Anyway, isn't it a beautiful illusion?
But that would be asking too much of God to create both a perfect man and a perfect woman. Well, our time is up. I've been talking with Marcello Mastroianni, the star of the new Italian release, Down the Ancient Stairs. Marcello, thank you very much.
Thank you.